This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
It's So That's What I Call Sport on 98FM. It's Jamie Moore here on Sunday. 98FM's League of Ireland Sunday, and Shamrock Rovers Dubliner Roberto Lopez has been called up to the Cape Verde squad for the first time. He qualifies through his dad, Carlos, who comes from the Atlantic Ocean Islands. And Pico's in the squad for upcoming friendlies against Togo on Thursday and the DR Congo on Sunday, both games in Marseille, France. And he joins me on the line now after last night's scoreless draw in the League of Ireland in Sligo, of course, with the FAI Cup final to come in a few weeks' time. So a massive few weeks for Roberto. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jamie. I'm not too bad. It's a bit tired, obviously, early start.
Yes, thanks for having a chat early on a Sunday morning. And you're about to head off to the airport as well to fly off to meet up with your new international teammates. So what's your reaction to your big news during the week that you've been called up by the Cape Verde for the first time?
It's fantastic. It's still like it's hard to believe, to be honest with you, Jamie. Like as you say, it kind of came about really quickly, and now that like I'm here right now at the airport, it's just a bit surreal. I can't wait just to meet up with everyone and obviously be a part of the squad.
Brilliant. Yeah. I'm always interested to find out how players actually hear the news of their international call-up, because we find out via press release emails or on Twitter. How did you hear yourself?
The whole kind of process was a bit crazy to me. It was through LinkedIn that I found out that they'd be interested in getting me into the squad. So that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and the process kind of snowballed from there. I was in contact with, I think, the vice president of the federation just to get like the T's crossed and the O's dots. And I think last week I was in the divisional squad. I got an email about it and started the club. And even at that, I was just kind of, it still might or might not happen. And then obviously when it was released that I got in the squad, it was a shock to me, and I'm delighted. So
I was thinking like a phone call from the manager, Stephen Bradley, or a WhatsApp or an email from someone in the Cape Verde Federation, but LinkedIn for an international footballer, wow, that's an interesting story.
Yeah, and it goes a bit more weird than that as well, like because I got a text on LinkedIn probably about a year ago, this time a year ago, in Portuguese, but I don't really speak Portuguese, only have 1 or 2 words, and I just thought it was spam, like, so I took no notice of it. And then obviously probably about a month ago, I got another message back in English to say, did I think about it? And I was like, what's going on here? What was I to think about? So I still was a bit sceptical and didn't reply. And then I think it was the manager actually who texted me. He said, just forget about it. And then I was a bit panicking, and I was just like, what's he had to ask me here? So I translated the message, and it turned out it was him asking, would I be interested in declaring for Cape Verde, because I'm looking at getting new players into the squad. So of course, I kind of went back with my tail between my legs, apologised, just said I don't speak Portuguese. And it just took off from there, and I got in contact with a lad in the federation who's been texting me and emailing me back and forth all the documents that I need. And then eventually asked me for the club contact. I gave him the secretary's email, and it came from there.
Yes, now I've been doing some research, Roberto, into the Cape Verde, and it's very interesting just to find out about how they actually make their football team. And Cape Verdeans abroad, who are more numerous than the population of the islands themselves, are a major source of players for the national team. So players coming from Asia and all across Europe as well. The nickname for the football team for the country, they have two nicknames, Pico, the Blue Sharks or the Corollas. And of course, the country spans the 10 volcanic islands in the central Atlantic Ocean. So it's a very interesting way that they pick their football team, and you're going to go and play this week for a team called the Blue Sharks.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, it's a great nickname, to be fair. Obviously, look, my dad's from there. I've been down there twice, so I know about all the islands, and especially the volcanic activity. I think one of them is just a volcano. Like, so, it's great. It's great to be a part of it, and it's great that my dad can say that he is some player to Cape Verde, like, so I'm delighted for him, and he's delighted as well. Like,
Yeah, your dad's called Carlos, and you know he's at all of your games nearly all the time, Roberto, when you were playing for Bohemians. He used to be there on a Thursday to cook the post-training meal for the team as well. So he's had a massive influence on your career. How's he feeling about it all, and will he actually make it over to watch the games?
Yeah, like he's buzzing. Like the whole family's buzzing, my man and my dad. And it's just great to see. You can see every time now that I come around, I'm giving him information about the up-and-coming games. There's just a grin on his face. He's just... He can't control it. Like again, same with Ma. Yeah, they're gonna try and make all of the games. I still have to get a few details just in regards to the stages of the games are being played in. But yeah, they're gonna try and make it over for at least one anyway.
And as well, like I know when you spoke to us on the podcast last year, I was asking you about your nickname and where the name Pico came from, and you were talking about your dad when you were younger and you know the family giving you that name, and you always knew where your dad was from and that they had a football team. And we know that, I know Jack Byrne, your teammates in the Ireland squad, but it's not overly common, you know, for people playing in the League of Ireland to play international football for Ireland. But were you always kind of thinking in the back of your mind, you know, because of your dad links to there, that if your football was going well, that this might be an option?
Not really. Like, I think someone asked me about it before, obviously, because obviously you don't get many Roberto Lopez in the league either.
Yeah.
So people asked me, like, obviously, about me down, about me background, and obviously I think a lot of people knew that I was half Cape Verdean. But it's not really something that I was just like kind of chasing. I said, yeah, I'd look into it if there was a possibility. Like, but I haven't really like pursued it with any real intent. And I probably wouldn't have, to be honest with you, unless someone got in contact with me. So I was kind of blessed in a way, like, because I'm probably a bit lazy.
Yeah, and now the call has actually come and you're going to have a chance this week to play international football. And I'm sure that's something that you'll be able to, you know, just take in your stride because you're a professional footballer. But I'm sure maybe next week or the week after or whenever you have a chance to look back on these games once they've happened, you look back and go, my God, I've just played international football for the country of my dad's birth. He's lived in Ireland for most of his life, and this is a really, really interesting story.
Yeah, like exactly. Like even now, like I'm just excited. Like I'm just obviously a bit anxious as well, just to get involved, because obviously you're going into a new surrounding. Like I'm not even sure who speaks English or if anybody speaks English. Like so, it's going to be fun communicating anyway. But yeah, you're right. At the time, I think I'd just be focused on the football and obviously and trying to do my best in the train or whatever and hopefully get a few minutes. Like, but you're definitely, when I look back at it, like, it'll be incredible. And
yeah,
sorry to tell you.
Yeah, Cape Verde played their first ever game in 1978, a 1-0 defeat to Angola. They've never qualified for the World Cup, but they have played in a couple of African Cup of Nations as well, played in two of them, the first in 2013 as well. And, you know, are you aware much about the squad you'll be with and the manager and the coach and staff? Have you done much research into who'll be your new teammates for the week?
Yeah, I've done a bit of research now. To be fair, I think it was announced in a squad for the players on a Twitter page on the national team's Twitter page, so they let out a few players, so I went and researched them. I think one of them was playing against Feyenoord for Porto, did I know, so I was watching that game, seeing who he come up against and training, and like, I just done a bit of research about the team as well, like, so.
Yeah, it just sounds so exciting like that. You're not kind of quite sure, and I know, I'm sure you are anxious, and it is daunting to wonder, is anyone going to be able to speak English to you, and what the standard will be like, and how professional it will be in comparison to what you're doing at club level too. So I'm sure that's something that you're anxious about, but also intrigued, excited, and it's something very, very new. Like, you know, most people in their mid-20s playing football, there wouldn't be too many new football experiences for them unless they go and play in some crazy place around the world. But for you, it's going to be a really new experience this week.
Yeah, exactly, and you're right. I know you say anxious, but I'm absolutely buzzing as well. Like, it's going to be a great trip and a great experience. I'm just delighted to be involved and just excited to show what it can do, and obviously get involved in the training and the setup, and just see how you do at the national level. Like, so yeah, I'm really excited and I can't wait to get going.
Yeah, and you mentioned as well that, you know, you've been over there a couple of times and about to Volcanic Islands and stuff. For people here in Ireland and from Dublin who've never been there and don't know much about the place, just talk to us about your experience of being there as a kid and you know what the country and those islands are actually like.
Yeah, well, it was a nightmare trying to get down there. Like, I haven't been down about, I'd say, over 10 years. Like, but remember when we were trying to get down there, I think you had to fly to Portugal, and then you had to fly into the main island, which is Sal. It was like the main airport. So we used to fly there and kind of stay overnight before you could get a local flight to Sandy Cloud, which was where my dad's from, and it's a beautiful beautiful set of islands now, I have to say, with Sal especially being very nice. I think that was the most modern at the time. Like, it was really done up. There was lovely hotels. And then where my dad's from, it's more of like kind of like farming. My granddad would have a big farm down there, which still be slightly undeveloped in some islands. But that's come a long way now in the last few years, because my dad was down there, I think, only last year. And he said it's been vast improvements. Like, but yeah, lovely set of islands, great weather. So that's the most important thing.
Yes, of course. And I'm sure when you went there as a kid, and, you know, again, well, you were probably, what, you're what, 25 now, 26?
I'm 27, I'm getting on, James.
My God, that makes me feel very old. Roberto Lopez is 27, so you would have been 17, 18 the last time you were there. So, you know, you were a teenager, you were old enough to go and kind of appreciate the place where your dad had come from and all the history behind that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, like, even when I went, I was probably a bit younger now than 17. And when I went, like, it was completely out of my comfort zone. I went down there, obviously, because probably the 4 years I travelled at that age. And it's only now when I look back really and reflect, I was thinking, I'm so lucky to be able to experience that as a young child, to travel that far across the world, like, and just take in my surroundings. Like, and again, it's only now when I look back, I think it was brilliant. Like, and I'm looking forward to going back again.
And Roberto, just lastly, you know, from the point of view of Shamrock Rovers, we have Jack Byrne in the Ireland squad for the two qualifiers coming up as well against Georgia and Switzerland. We saw the news yesterday that Dermot Desmond, you know, the person involved in Celtic, looks like he's going to invest in Shamrock Rovers. You're in this squad for the Cape Verde, an FAI Cup final to come, the first in 10 years against Dundalk at the start of next month as well. Exciting times for the club.
Yeah, I think it's been a really positive year for the club and for everyone involved in it. It's been really enjoyable, and like you said, we have the cup final now at the end of the season. Look forward to it. It'll be a great day out, and obviously look, hopefully get one over Dundalk, and then just everything kind of happen in the inside of the club. It's all positive, like, and I think Jack has been one of the shining stars the whole year, and he's been rewarded by the second time now in the squad. Like, so it's just great, and it's great to be a part of it and go in train every day with the top players that we have. And yeah, it's been a really good year, and I'm looking forward now to the cup final.
Yeah, great stuff. And firstly, looking forward to these friendly games for your new international country, the Cape Verde, against Togo and against Congo as well. Pico, thanks for your time. Have a safe flight, and we'll see you soon. Cheers.
Thanks, Jamie. All the best.
98 FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.